Introduction. Within Islamic theology and broader mythological traditions, jinn are depicted as intelligent, volitional entities created from smokeless fire, a form distinct from both human and angelic ontologies. Despite their prominence in religious and folkloric literature, jinn remain largely unexamined within scientific discourse. But what if these entities, long thought to belong solely to the realm of the supernatural, could be interpreted through the lens of modern science? This article explores the possibility that jinn are not simply folklore, but may represent phenomena rooted in the structure of physical reality, potentially connected to dark matter, higher dimensions, and the limits of human perception. Chapter 1: Physical Composition, Smokeless Fire, and Energetic Ontology. The Quranic phrase min narin samum, from a smokeless flame of fire, suggests a substance that is neither ordinary plasma nor electromagnetic radiation. Rather than a literal flame, the term may refer to a form of non-baryonic energy. Electromagnetic analogy: jinn may be composed of or exist within a frequency range of the electromagnetic spectrum outside human perception. Just as we coexist with microwaves and X-rays, it's possible that jinn operate on a spectrum that doesn't interact with visible light, but still occupies our space. Dark matter and energy correlation: nearly 95% of the universe consists of components we cannot see, dark matter and dark energy. If jinn exist within these non-luminous substrates, it might explain both their invisibility and their purported influence over physical events without direct interaction with matter. Chapter 2: Spatial Ontology, Parallel Dimensions and Quantum States. Theological texts describe jinn as inhabiting a world parallel to ours, unseen, yet capable of interacting with it. This notion aligns intriguingly with modern physics. Higher dimensional models, string theory and M-theory, suggest that additional dimensions beyond our perception may exist, compactified or folded into higher dimensional space. Jinn may inhabit these hidden domains, occasionally crossing into perceptible reality. Quantum superposition and non-locality. Quantum theory permits particles to exist in multiple places at once or to influence each other across vast distances. If jinn operate within quantum frameworks, their reported abilities, sudden appearance, disappearance, or non-local travel, may reflect real phenomena not yet understood. Chapter 3: Functional Capacities, Manipulation of Matter and Mind. Across cultures, jinn are said to move objects, influence thoughts, and appear in different forms. These abilities challenge conventional science, but speculative models offer potential explanations. Electromagnetic and gravitational manipulation. If composed of exotic energy, jinn could potentially manipulate electromagnetic fields, creating effects interpreted as telekinesis or device interference. Similarly, control over gravitational anomalies might explain levitation or movement-defying classical mechanics. Neurological influence and perception experiments have shown that electromagnetic stimulation of the brain can alter perception, mood, and consciousness. If jinn can affect neural activity in this way, it may underlie experiences of possession or mental interference. Chapter 4: Sociological Models, Hierarchies and Interdimensional Polities. Islamic texts and folklore describe jinn as structured into tribes or castes, often with distinct roles and behaviors. Energetic stratification. Types of jinn such as Marid, Ifrit, and Shaitan may represent different energy configurations or access to multidimensional abilities. These symbolic classifications might correspond to real variations in jinnic capability or intent. Interdimensional governance. Power within the jinnic world could derive from control over interdimensional travel or resources, mirroring political and resource-based hierarchies in the human world. Chapter 5: Consciousness and Infiltration, Inebriation as a Gateway to Jinnic Influence. One of the most striking and recurring themes in religious and mythological traditions is the susceptibility of the intoxicated to jinnic influence. This idea, often treated as moralistic, is worthy of deeper consideration. Theological grounding. Islamic texts repeatedly warn against intoxication, not only for moral clarity, but potentially to guard against metaphysical vulnerability. The idea is that jinn exploit the lowered mental defenses of the inebriated. Neural coherence and cognitive permeability. From a neuroscience standpoint, intoxication impairs the brain's electromagnetic stability and disrupts coherent neural firing. As the brain's filters weaken, perception expands, potentially allowing experiences or influences from normally inaccessible dimensions or entities. Consciousness as dimensional membrane. If consciousness acts as a kind of membrane separating realities, its disruption might open the psyche to forces operating outside normal space-time. This could explain why possession and suggestion occur more readily when this barrier is compromised. Cross-cultural parallels. Shamanic traditions, mediumship, and trance states across cultures often involve altered consciousness to facilitate spirit contact. The Islamic view of jinn influence during intoxication could represent one variation of a widespread human phenomenon, interfacing with non-ordinary reality when cognitive control weakens. Speculative physics, resonant coupling. One model suggests that inebriation lowers the resonant frequency of consciousness, aligning it with that of jinn. This temporary energetic overlap could allow for cognitive interference or cohabitation, what scripture calls possession. The sober mind, in contrast, maintains high coherence and acts as a metaphysical shield. Chapter 6, Toward a Unified Speculative Ontology. By synthesizing religion, mythology, and modern physics, we can begin to imagine a coherent framework in which jinn are not supernatural anomalies but poorly understood aspects of the universe. Their composition, behavior, and interaction with humans may correspond to real, albeit exotic, physical processes or dimensional constructs. Their legendary attributes, shape-shifting, telepathy, invisibility, might be explainable through multidimensionality, dark matter physics, and electromagnetic manipulation. They may be entities that exist just beyond the perceptual reach of our current science, occupying a liminal zone between mind and matter, energy and consciousness. Conclusion. Toward a cosmology of consciousness and hidden entities. In this article, we have proposed a speculative synthesis that jinn, long considered spiritual beings of fire and folklore, may be interpreted as entities embedded within the hidden architecture of the universe. Drawing from religious texts, mythological motifs, and theories in modern physics, a coherent, if hypothetical, model emerges in which jinn are neither wholly supernatural nor purely symbolic. Instead, they may represent real, subtle phenomena occupying a spectrum of existence that lies just beyond the thresholds of normal human perception. Religious scripture, particularly the Quran, makes repeated references not only to the jinn themselves but to the conditions under which they become visible or influential, chief among them, altered states of consciousness such as dreams, trances, and intoxication. These conditions are not random. They may indicate that the human mind, in its default state, is insulated from contact with non-human intelligences through a kind of neurocognitive gating. Sobriety, prayer, and mindfulness, all of which are emphasized across religious traditions, may serve not only ethical purposes but metaphysical ones, maintaining the structural integrity of consciousness within a safe frequency range. From this standpoint, consciousness is not merely a product of the brain, but a resonant field phenomenon, a frequency domain within which the self is stabilized. The brain, functioning like a tuner or antenna, may shift its bandwidth under certain neurochemical conditions, either expanding or fracturing its perceptual frame. In such states, it is possible that the membrane separating dimensions, or informational strata, thins, allowing interaction with entities such as jinn, whether these be understood as energy beings, higher dimensional intelligences, or autonomous field structures. This idea mirrors concepts in string theory, which posits that reality is fundamentally vibrational. If all matter and energy arise from the oscillation of strings or brains within higher dimensional space, then it becomes plausible, at least hypothetically, that consciousness itself is a vibratory system. What religious texts describe as the unseen, al-ghaib, may correspond not to a separate world, but to a layer of the same world, inaccessible unless the conditions of perception shift. Here, scripture meets science. The Quran warns against intoxication, not only for social or legal reasons, but because it opens the door to the shayatin, the malicious jinn. Rather than dismissing this as mere metaphor, we might reinterpret it as a recognition, millennia old, that the human mind, when misaligned, becomes vulnerable to forms of influence that transcend the ordinary boundaries of psychology. The religious impulse toward purity of thought, clarity of mind, and spiritual discipline may reflect an ancient understanding of what we might now call cognitive resonance and informational hygiene. Therefore, in contemplating the jinn, we may be edging toward a new metaphysics, one in which matter, mind, and myth converge. Jinn may not be ghosts, nor hallucinations, nor aliens in the traditional sense. They may be part of a shadow ecology of consciousness, beings inhabiting the subtle layers of reality that interface with ours, not through collision, but through attunement. This expanded framework invites a reimagining of ancient religious accounts as not merely symbolic, but as fragmentary descriptions of real phenomena, encoded in the language of the time. It is a call to approach these traditions with both reverence and curiosity, to treat them not as outdated superstition, but as potential data points in the broader human quest to understand consciousness and the cosmos. In the end, this model is a thought experiment, a philosophical and scientific conjecture, not a conclusion, but an opening. It asks, what if the mind is not just a perceiver of reality, but a participant in its structure? And if so, who or what else might dwell in that structure, just outside the reach of our senses?